The chief priests and elders of the people in Jerusalem succeeded in turning the crowds against Jesus and persuaded the Roman governor Pontius Pilate to release Barabbas, a well-known criminal, and condemn Jesus to death. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, had betrayed his master to the Jews. On seeing that the Lord was to be crucified, he was smitten with remorse and went back to the priests and elders with the 30 silver coins he had been paid for his betrayal. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. "That's your concern." So Judas threw the money down in the temple, went away and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the coins and said, "This is blood money, and it is against the law to put it into the temple treasury." So they decided to use it to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why it has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then what was spoken by the prophet was fulfilled when he said, "They took the 30 silver coins, the price that the people of Israel set on him, and they used them to buy the potter's field." From the moment of the Lord's arrest during the night in the Garden of Gethsemane, his enemies acted with haste. That same night there were three Jewish religious trials, the first before Annas, the second before Caiaphas, the two chief priests, and the third at daybreak before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court of Justice. Then, very early in the morning, Jesus was brought three times before the Judean civil authorities, twice before Pontius Pilate, and once before Herod Antipas, the Tetrarch. Then he was scourged and insulted by the Roman soldiers. When the guards had finished mocking and hitting him, they took off the purple robe they had used to ridicule him and put his own clothes on him. Then they took Jesus away to be crucified. Carrying his heavy cross, he was led to a place called Calvary, a name meaning the skull, which in Aramaic is Golgotha. Calvary was near Jerusalem, just outside the city walls. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, who was on his way in from the country. The soldiers took the cross and made Simon carry it behind Jesus. Two other men, who had been condemned as criminals, were led out at the same time to be executed. A great crowd followed them, and many women wept and mourned for Jesus. The Lord turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and your children." He warned them that the time would come when they would regret having had children. "For if such things as these are done when the tree is green," he said, "what will it be like when it is dry? If men treated him, the Son of the living God, in this way, what would they not do to the hardened and unbelieving people who were crucifying him?" 40 years later, after the fall of Jerusalem, that prophecy was fulfilled by the Roman armies. When they came to the place called the Skull, the soldiers offered Jesus wine mixed with myrrh to numb the pain, but he did not take it. The Lord knew that he must drink the cup of suffering to the full. Then they crucified him, nailing his hands and feet to the cross. And they crucified the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. It was the third hour, which is about 9 in the morning. At every crucifixion, the crime of the condemned man had to be inscribed over his head. So Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." It was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Many people read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. The chief priests came to Pilate and said, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." After crucifying Jesus, the soldiers took his clothes and divided them into 4 shares, one for each of them. Then they took his robe, which was woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." In this way, the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." Then sitting down, they kept watch. Between the moment of his crucifixion and his death, 6 hours later, Jesus spoke 7 times. Next episode, the first 3 sayings of Jesus on the cross.